morning starts anew, and with a shiny dew, everything's covered. The sunny sky is clear, the darkness is not here, the new day is coming.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Salty Canadian Podcast. I am your host, Sarah. So, just a little reminder before I start the podcast, this is my It review, so I'm trying not to get into too many spoilers, but if you have not seen the new It 2017 movie, please go back and listen to my previous episodes, or wait till my next episode comes out and then listen to that one, and that will give you time to actually go see the movie and all that fun stuff. So, as usual, all my links will be in my description, as long as I will throw in some trailers if you'd like to watch them. Also, if you'd like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/saltycanadian, where you can donate any amount of money, and the starting tier is $1, and for supporting even just $1 to the show, you'll get a sticker sent to you, as well as it would help me get some more proper equipment for the podcast to make it sound a lot better. So let's get on with it. So as I said before, there may be some spoilers, so please head back and listen to my previous episodes, and maybe even leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. It'd be greatly appreciated.
Boo, if you come with me, you'll float too.
Okay guys, so just a little thing, you may notice some weird background noises. I do have my fan on with every single window open in my apartment because it decided, being so close to fall, and now that it is fall, that it was going to be hotter than hell outside. So, yeah, if you hear any of those noises, that's because, yeah, I have the fan running and the windows open. So, let's get started. So, I actually got to go watch it twice. Once with my hubby as a date night, and then once again with my mother-in-law, who actually won tickets to a private screening in my hometown of Port Hope. So that was pretty awesome because a majority of the film was made in Port Hope, Oshawa, and the GTA area, as well as you may not know. So yeah, that was pretty awesome. So I got to go see it twice, and I have to say, when I watched it the second time, even though I knew what was coming, I was still completely like scared out of my mind, and everything just scared me just as much as the first time. So that's just me, because I tend to be scared at somewhat scary movies anyways. But compared to the miniseries, I have to say that the readaptation of Stephen King's book was way, way better. And yes, it is coming out in two parts, which is pretty awesome. So during the second part when it comes out, there'll be a lot of flashbacks and stuff to the first part of the movie, and we'll get to see all that great stuff again, which I'm pretty excited, and I really hope they come back to our area, and I'm desperately going to try to get back to doing a background person again, because that was so much fun, because when they had crew here last year, as I explained in a previous podcast, I actually got to be in the background of the movie, and when it's possible, I will try to get some shots, but if you see my pictures before, you can actually spot us in the movie. There's actually 3 separate occasions that I can be spotted in the movie. In the 4th of July scene when they're sitting in the park, and Mike Hanlon is speaking. Once you can see us walking in front of the Paul Bunyan statue. The second, we're walking behind the bench. And then the third time, we're walking off the screen on the left side of the bench. So it was so freaking cool, guys. I loved it. So this has to be, like, one of my favorite movies of, like, all time right now, because I didn't even know what the book or movie was until last summer when I got to do the filming. So after my day of filming, I actually went and bought the book, and I watched the miniseries because, like I said, until then I've never heard about it. I just thought it would be something fun to do with my family. So me, my daughter, and my mother-in-law all got to be in it. My hubby, unfortunately, had to work that day, so he didn't get to come join us, but it was so cool. So, yeah. I'm only halfway through the book, which is kind of funny, but I love this movie. My favorite scenes would have to be when Georgie meets Pennywise at the beginning of the movie, and he gets his arm ripped off and dragged down into the sewer, which was, honestly, it scared the living crap out of me. And the next scene that was one of my favorite scenes is actually, comes from in the trailer. It's the projector screen. They completely cut it off when they knock the projector over in the trailer. But what comes after, when Pennywise, like, comes out of the screen, I swear to God, I almost peed myself. Because it scared me. It, like, really, really scared me. Because it was something that was so, so, so unexpected. I didn't even see it coming. And scared me just as much the second time, which was freaking awesome. I actually had nightmares right after both nights that I went and seen it. I actually, the second time, was stuck walking home. So I stuck through the main street walking home from the theater, and honestly, I almost panicked a little bit every time I passed the sewer grate, because I was fully expecting something to come and jump out at me. It didn't happen. I was completely safe, and unfortunately, when I got home, my husband found one of the pictures on the internet, on his phone, and he streamed it through a Chromecast onto the TV. He had all the lights out in an attempt to scare me when I got home from the movie. Which, in all honestly, it didn't scare me at all. But it was a good try on his behalf. So to continue on, I thought all his were good. Richie was funny, and it was so cute just to see the brotherly bonds between Bill and Georgie. It was just so cute. It just makes your heart melt to see how much they love each other. And then to see that kind of bond again at the end of the movie, where it turns out he's Pennywise, and yeah, that whole battle scene there Another one of my favorite scenes would have to be the rock fight. Because kids just went completely bonkers. And it was just totally amazing. Like, throwing rocks at each other. You just couldn't help laugh when rocks hit bullies in the face and things like that. And the fact that Henry basically got what was coming to him because he's tormented these kids for God knows how long. So, anyways, there was a lot of creepy stuff to the movie. Bill Skarsgård did an amazing job as Pennywise, and because of the way his face is and the fact that he has a lazy eye, that actually saved the producers so much money for special effects, and he could make his eyes do all these crazy things and just with his face. And oh my god, he was so much scarier than Tim Curry's Pennywise, which props to Tim Curry for what they had back in the day. It was an okay movie, though, from my perspective of watching it as an adult. To me, the miniseries was not scary. It was kind of creepy, but like I said, Tim Curry does an amazing job. He's not the only... That movie is not the only movie that I've seen him in. Another one of my favorites that has Tim Curry is the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I may end up doing a review on in a later show. But yeah, it was freaking awesome and I loved it. So if you have not had a chance to go see it and you're a Stephen King fan, make sure you go watch it. Like, seriously, they're almost at $500 million. Like, it's insane. It's only been out for 2 weeks, going on its third weekend being in theaters. Like, seriously, guys, I may have got to go watch it twice for free because I earned scene points for my scene card, so I was able to go watch it for free, and I just absolutely loved it. So yes, go see it. And then if you feel like it, you can shoot me an email at saltycanadian2017@gmail.com with how you like the movie, or you can shoot me a tweet on Twitter at saltycanadian, or I believe it's just saltycanadian17, but you can search saltycanadian and it'll come up. Or you can join me on Facebook at my Facebook page, The Salty Canadian Podcast. Or you can join me on my Facebook group, The Salty Canadian Podcast Rant Room, which there's only 8 of us right now. So I'm hoping to get a few more people to come jump on in and join us, and maybe we can have a really good discussion about it. Because, like I said, this movie has to be my favorite movie of 2017. So I don't really go out a lot to watch movies, because not always having a babysitter for my daughter, so we don't really get to go out and watch movies much. We just mainly watch Netflix and stuff at home. So yeah, you gotta go see it. Go see it. You guys are awesome. I'm gonna get another small clip from the movie so you can get a feel for it. I'll post trailers in the description so you can go ahead and watch them if you haven't watched them yet. I'm gonna try to keep this as short as possible, because I only have so much space on Libsyn to get this posted up. So I'll post another clip, and then there will be 3 of my podcast friends that you'll listen to at the end. So I hope everyone has a great day. Don't be salty, and have a great day.
Where's the poison ivy?
Nowhere.
Okay, well, I'm starting to get itchy, and I'm pretty sure this is not
good. Do you use the same bathroom as your mother?
Sometimes, yeah.
Then you probably have crabs.
That's so not funny.
Aren't you guys coming in?
Uh-uh. It's gray water.
What the hell's gray water?
It's basically piss and shit, so I'm just telling you. You guys are splashed around in millions of gallons of dairy pee. So, are you serious?
Doesn't smell like caca to me, senor.
Have you ever heard of a staph infection?
I'm also a staph infection.
So unsanitary. This is literally like swimming inside of a toilet bowl right now. You're the reason why we're in this position right
Guys.
Now.
Guys!
Don't tell me that.
No.
George, you were cautious.
Whose sneaker is it?
It's Betty Ripsers.
What if she's still here?
Eddie, come on! My mom will have an aneurysm, okay? If she finds out that we're playing down here, I'm serious. Bill?
If I was Betty Ripson, I would want us to find her.
Georgie, too.
What if I don't want to find them? I mean, no offense, Bill, but I don't want to end up like... I don't want to go missing either.
Now here are my podcast friends. So enjoy.
Every year, new TV shows get canceled. Some make it an entire season, and some don't even make it that far. I'm Ed, host of Unaired, where each week we review a show that was canceled with episodes left unaired, then pitch our ideas for what could have been future episodes of those shows. We've covered shows like Cavemen, the show based on the Geico Cavemen commercials, the ill-fated 2011 Wonder Woman pilot, a show called Look Well, where Adam West plays an aging TV detective who thinks he can solve real crimes, and many more. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, unairedpodcast.com, or wherever you download podcasts. And remember, some things are better left unaired.
Hey, I'm Jody.
And I'm Jess.
And we do a little podcast called The One True Way.
So what exactly is this podcast about anyway?
We do a different cult every episode.
And how often do these things come out?
Every other week. So if you're interested in cults, check us out. You can find us on all major platforms.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm the Believer.
And I'm Cody, I'm the Skeptic.
And together we are...
BSP,
the Idiot Syncrasy Files. A podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
So if you have an interest in subjects like spirituality, the supernatural, cryptozoology, and other big words, you've come to the right place.
So sit back, have a themed drink with us, and listen to our show.
We promise, it'll be a good time. So subscribe now, rate, and review.
You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Bye!